So another bite size. Verses that I've always appreciated, some when I'm younger, some when I'm older. Psalm 92 and verse 14. About believers in Christ. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. And as long as you don't misunderstand, they shall be fat and flourishing. But it doesn't mean obese. It just means that they shall have plenty of strength and they shall have plenty of energy. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Well, I'm getting old now, I suppose. And I wonder where my life has gone sometimes, where it's vanished to, what I've done. And yet, you pray when you get older that all the things that you've ever done, that the Lord will bring to a good conclusion. We had an anniversary the other week of the first Bible class we had in Aldborough. And the Lord blessed that class. Very many of the folks, still 50 years later, are leaders in churches. And they were saying what wonderful foundations the Lord laid in those days. And we looked around the church at Aldborough, and I looked with one of them at the baptistry, and I said, shall we ask tonight how many of them were actually baptized there? That's of those that were there. Not everybody was there 50 years later. And 11 of those who were there had been baptized in that baptistry, those 50 years ago, some 48 years, some 49, some 50, some 51. Ken had been among them, but he wasn't one of the young people even in those days. I wonder, I suppose, as I look around at the young people here, how old will you be in 50 years' time, Ethan? Good boy, that's right, 57. Yeah. How old do you think Joel will be in 50 years' time? Shall I have a guess? I reckon you might be 69. Would that be somewhere new? Yes, that's right. Is anyone 29? You would, with 50 years, just about be my age. I look at you and I think, I wonder how in 50 years' time, how much the young people will have looked to the Lord, like I was a young person, how much they will have been able to achieve in the Lord's service, how useful, how helpful, how fruitful, how many people have come to know the Lord Jesus and love him because of the things that you say and do and the way you live. And those who are a bit older than you, not young people anymore, but in the middle age, in the prime of life, all their responsibilities, you probably wonder, how much more could I do? And then you think, well, maybe I could be more true to the faith. I could pray more for the generation in which I live, for the children who meet with my children, and all the other things. And so it continues. But if the Lord spares us to be 70, 70, or 80. Now, 70 and 80 cannot be the average length of life at any time on this planet. And when it speaks about the length of our time being 70 or 80 years, I think you probably need to understand that what the Lord is saying, because you see, if you wanted to do a three-year course at university and you thought the Lord might come tomorrow, you'd have no incentive to start, would you? You'd think, well, there's no point in doing it. The Lord's coming tomorrow. I'm not going to do anything like that. Or if you thought the Lord was coming a year today, you'd still think the same. No, it's not worth going to university. And that doesn't work, does it? So what the Lord says, you see, is this. You don't know when I'm coming back. You don't know when you're going, how long you're going to live. But if you begin a cause, you may reasonably expect, unless I intervene, to finish it. And if I come before you're 70 or before you're 80, that's my business, not yours. When I come, I expect you to find you so doing the things that I've said do. So we may still bring forth fruit in old age. The Lord may say to me, stop at 80, 81, 82, 83. Sometimes I think I might even reach 80 the way it would reach 80 the way I feel sometimes. Then I might reach 90, who knows. A doctor in London once said, you either go top or tail. And I said to him, I'd rather go tail because I'd like to have my mind for a bit longer. But if we're spared to do these things, maybe we can still be very fruitful. I have known children be converted because their parents died. All the things that they've been taught by their parents about the Lord Jesus and about the Heavenly Father, they'd ignored. But when mum or dad died, they suddenly thought, because of the emotion they felt about the death of their parent, they suddenly valued the things that they'd said. And it was their death that made them turn to the Saviour. So we may still bring forth fruit in old age. And I love the idea. I've yet to prove the effect of it. But there we are. So here's another text, bite size. Very good.